your name and what you do in the band.
My name is Brandon, and I am guitar and vocals.
Jason,
drums, percussion.
It's me, play bass, do back and vocals.
And what's the name of your band?
Controvert.
All right. How long have you been together?
Jason and I started out together back in 1998. We had a different bass player at that time, and then he left in 2000, and we hooked up with Panit in summer of 2001, and as the unit Controvert, basically been playing as the trio as it is now since that time.
Okay, how did you guys come up with the name, and who came up with it?
I came up with a name. Basically, I was just trying to find a name that I thought would describe our style. A lot of people think that we're two different sounds, or sometimes I think we're two different sounds, you know, and, you know, some people might think it's kind of controversial, and I was just kind of going for something like, you know, the extrovert, introvert thing, and I just came across Controvert, and I was like, hey, that sounds pretty good, controversial, and it's sort of like, you know, personalizing as well.
All right. Say, were all you guys currently in the band when it started?
From 98 to 2000, it was me and Jason and another bass player named Kevin. And then in July of 2001, Panit came on board. The CD we recorded was just Jason and I on the CD. But in summer of 2001, Panit came along.
Let's see, how did you guys meet each other?
Jason and I met in college. We went to
UC Santa Cruz.
Yeah, we went to UC Santa Cruz together and basically just hooked up there. Started kind of a college band type thing there.
In the lounges.
Yeah, we were started out just, you know, acoustic jams and like the lounges, and then we started playing the little coffee shops on campus and stuff. And then basically met up with Panit via the internet. Just kind of posting an ad looking for a bass player, and he responded, and everything just clicked.
All right, let's turn around the corner here, so we're getting kind of loud. I want to make sure I get everything.
Sure.
See, what are some of the best things you guys like about doing these shows?
You guys did.
The energy. A lot of energy, you know, very, very emotional.
Yeah, watching you back there, you were, you're into it.
Yeah. I'm always like that.
All right.
Give it all.
What are some of the worst things about these shows?
The drive, man.
Really?
Sometimes you have to drive like pretty far, and you usually don't get paid very much, if at all.
Yeah.
And sometimes we get booked at venues that maybe don't necessarily cater the kind of thing we're trying to do, and you know, some of the there's an older crowd there or something, and you know, they don't really like what we're doing, so that's kind of a bummer. But we play our asses off for them anyway.
Yeah, right. It's just fun.
Yeah, we just
like a jam.
Yeah, we just want to play out as much as possible.
So who writes your songs?
Mainly, it's been me for the longest time. I'm mainly the songwriter, but since Panit came, it's been a lot of collaboration. Jason and Panit and I are all working together.
We'll arrange it. Yeah,
we're making it. We all kind of contribute little things here and there, and you know, arrangement ideas, and that's how they come together. And I would think that the music that the three of us make now is far better than anything I ever wrote just by myself. So,
where do you see yourself in 5 years from now?
Ooh. Well, in 5 years, I sure hope we're signed to a label by that time. You know, playing bigger venues than the coffee shops, you know.
All right.
If we're still in this position in 5 years, you know, that'll be okay.
All right. Are there any shows or places you guys have played that really stick out in your mind, either positive or negative? Or
probably our best show since we've been together was at the Pine Street Bar and Grill in Livermore. We played like a 30-minute set there with about four other bands, and we had a really good response that night.
It was a really good show.
Yeah, we sounded really good. Everything was on, and like the crowd was just really into us, and that just made us feel really good. So it's far in my mind that sticks out as like the best show. I don't know if you guys have anything to add.
Santa Clara University is probably one of our
worst shows. we set up at Santa Clara University in this bar there, and it's basically like Costco, you know.
It was like acoustics were just like a warehouse.
There was like no one there. They had booked another band at this different place, like in the same building, so it was like nobody was coming.
Yeah. Who are some of your musical influences as a band?
We all have different ones, so I'll just speak for myself and then you speak for them. Brandon, my influences are like Metallica, Megadeth, Pantera, you know, Tool, Ozzy, stuff like that. So what are you?
All right, there's going to be completely different. Led Zeppelin, John Bonham is like one of my favorite revolutionary drummers. He, you know, just his energy and his you know, positive. His positive reaction towards the drums is just incredible. And Fish, I'm into Fish, Van Fish. I love just their energy on stage, and they just play, you know, just for the part of playing. And Tool, I love, you know, just what Tool has done with rock music. It's just incredible.
like all kinds of music, you know, like classic rock, like newer rock. I'm also into like jazz, funk, hip hop, R&B, soul, stuff like that.
All right. If you were stuck on a deserted island and you can only have one CD, what CD would you want to have?
For me, I think it would be, I'd have to say Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, just because I can listen to that a million trillion times, and it'll still be new and fresh to me every time, and it still gets the same, it still evokes the same emotions into me every time, you know. I love the lyrics, and the collaboration on that was just crazy. What about you guys?
Go ahead.
I have to say Kind of Blue by Miles Davis. I listen to that like almost every night before I go to sleep anyway.
I'll probably have to say Pink Floyd. One of Pink Floyd's.
I really can't say a favorite.
Yeah, it's a tough question.
Yeah.
Everybody kind of goes, oh, yeah. They should have it at three, and I figured three was too many to try to choose.
Yeah, you start thinking about it.
Yeah, and you go, well, like, I can't live without this one. No.
I have all the songs in my head. So.
All right. Just want to thank you guys for this interview, and want to, if there's anything you want to add, anybody you want to thank?
Hey, Radio 887 kicks ass. thanks for coming out to the show, and thanks for supporting us and all the other local musicians. Really appreciate you guys. And, you know,
we'll give it all to you guys all the time.
All right. Everybody come check us out.